To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
Matt Campbell will be named the next coach, the coach replacing James Franklin at Penn State University. Matt Campbell coming in from Iowa State. He was there for 10 years. There are people who are going to tell you they know everything about him. And you know better than I do when you talk to someone who's like, he's the guy. You know if they're full of it or not, because you've probably heard them say really smart things about sports, or they've just kind of been, you know, they tell you, they kind of want you to think they know what they're talking about. I don't think this guy's name has been that big. His name is not that big that so many people know. There are some people who are in the know. But anyway, for those who don't, because someone had texted in, I've never heard of this guy. I'm like, okay, at least you're being honest. And by the way, I know some of you, again, hear what I'm saying. Some of you totally know. You're really plugged in with this stuff. Most people aren't. What are we going to hear from new Penn State coach Matt Campbell at the press conference, which you may have heard it here first, breaking news, 12 o'clock today. Double down like that was investigative journalism. 12 o'clock is what it's set for. Here is Matt Campbell being introduced, not to Penn State, but to the press and the media out at Iowa State. This is what he said 10 years ago. So, and look, people change over 10 years, but I think overall, your core values, who you are, stay pretty much the same. Here's what he said 10 years ago.
In life, change is inevitable. Change happens, but greatness is a choice. Our ability to wake up day in and day out, control our attitude and effort, greatness is a choice. From this day forward, every decision that I make will be strained to bring greatness to the fans, alumni, community, the great students, and the great student athletes that I get a chance to coach on a day in, day out basis. I'm truly honored to be a Cyclone, and I'm truly honored and humbled to be the head football coach here.
Take out Cyclone. Maybe that's what he's going to say to everybody. And just take out, you know, I'm honored to be a Nittany Lion. I'm honored to be everything I'm reading about the guy is he's, you know, they say he's the real deal. He's getting some criticism, but again, I don't know what the right thing to do is. This was 48 hours before news first came out that he was leaving. He did a press conference. Most of it's really crazy. Some people who are connected to the Iowa State program, you see the athletic director. I thought I had that. I don't have the clip. He started crying about like change happens. But, you know, we overall, the people of the fans of Iowa State are just like universally saying, like, we thank him. He gave us 10 great years and we'll never forget. Like, whoa, like they really love this guy. And it's like heartbreaking to see him go. He turned them into something of, let's just say, a team that could win versus a team that wasn't ever winning. At least historically, he is getting some criticism from some people. Probably as I look into this, I'm thinking I've seen this passed around from some Penn State fans, supposedly. Maybe they're actually not Penn State fans. What they want to do is they want to sow some seeds of doubt. Here is the new Penn State coach officially made, you know, it's going to happen officially today. Matt Campbell, 48 hours before news came out that he was leaving Iowa State.
What I do know is one of the things I'm really excited about this group, 10 years being somewhere, you know who fits, you know what you're looking for, and you haven't wavered. And when you look at every one of these young men and you hear their story, I think you see the success they had and their teams, their individual successes, the leadership that's coming in. I think it fits everything that this program's been built on. And so I'm really, really excited about the quality of character of the humans that are coming in, the families, our ability to continue to uncover elite football players that come and are looking for the right opportunity at the right place. And that part of it, I'm really proud of.
Now, I could be wrong here. I believe that was on signing day. And some people are saying if he knew he was leaving, why are you taking part in signing day when these kids are like, we are here because you recruited us, coach, and we have your back. And we are, wait, where are you? Where are we? Wait, are we all going with you? What? Okay, bye. Like, that's a weird thing. From what I understand, though, I mean, A, the signing stuff. EJ, come on for one second, if you don't mind. Because I have a feeling you might know the intricacies of this far better than I will. I know when a coach leaves a college program, the portal window will open for 14 days. So if players are like, I don't want to play for some mystery new coach, or in their case, they hired someone already, the players have 14 days to kind of like put feelers out and find out where they could go, right?
To my understanding, yes.
Okay. And also, if you sign, the signing day is more ceremonial than it is anything official, correct?
It's very ceremonial, yes.
Yeah, so any of these... It's not a fun experience to go from, hey, you just see me. I was on stage with the Iowa State football coach, and then you have to go, wait a second, what? So I understand where people are coming from, but what's he supposed to do? Look, hey, I'm here. I guess I'll just tell you guys now. I know you just committed here, but remember that part that thing I said where he's like, after 10 years, you know who fits and who doesn't, and I'm here to say I don't fit anymore. I'm leaving. Like, what's he going to do? He's not going to do that. Though maybe he could have. I don't know. I don't know the reason why it went so slow. I don't know if it's worth giving him a criticism. All I know is I look at the majority of comments, and the people who are fans out there are, it's something you really don't see from East Coast fans, who would be like, you know, we love you till we don't, and then screw you. You know, don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out. Like, they're just like, we love him and we will respect what he did for us. He gave us a gift. It's like something out of a fake, like a movie. So that's happening today again. You may have heard it here first from my 12 o'clock is when that press conference is happening. EJ, look like you're about to say something about Matt Campbell.
No, I'm just very glad that you found the timeout. That was good.
Thank you. He's being very sarcastic because I just was like, I don't know what time it is.
He was just like, yeah, this is news, but I also don't know the details.
I'm being very self-aware, EJ.
No, I'm giving you props right now that you got.
I'm confident when I'm wrong, which is why I'm always so confident.
No, I'm giving you props. He knows the time. No, that's good.
Talk to me like I'm a child, and that's pretty fair. I'll give you that. So that's coming up today. I had this other audio. Matt Campbell did arrive in State College, and like you're not going to get much out of this. Let's just be honest here. This is him. He arrived, and this audio clip that someone sent me, like, you got to share this. Look how much the people went out to the airport to greet him. And this clip I should have labeled. I labeled Matt Campbell arrives in State College to meet the fans. And what I should have labeled it is, hey, this is proof airplanes are loud. To the airport. You really can't hear. There is a moment where he talks to a baby, and I'm hoping he's just like, oh, kid's adorable. And I hope he's not like, hey, kid, do you think I made the right decision? Because that would be troubling. You can't see if the baby's talking back. Who knows then, right? Anyway, so happy that search is over. And based off of my hypothetical timeline, I don't want to say I'm impatient as a Penn State fan, but for you other impatient fans, they should win the national championship this year or forget it. No, that's clearly not going to happen. Who knows? Maybe he can turn them around. He can go and he can bring a bunch of different players in, and the team that we thought we loved and ended up getting disappointed by, maybe it wasn't the coach. Maybe it was just everybody. Let's gut this sucker, turn it around, and hopefully we form bonds along the way, or it'd be a really fake kind of feeling. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.